Okay. All right. One thing, the first thing I want to begin with is as follows. Yitzi made a very good point after Shiryas, so I just want to mention it. One of the things that came up that we discussed and that we actually focused on, the concept of whether the kol is considered to be of utmost importance. And the Rashbam is of the opinion that a kol is of utmost importance. In fact, it registers an automatic machal. That's the Rashbam Shita. That the kol registers an automatic machal. That's what we said from the Rashbam. And we said that Tosfos, in the first possibility of Tosfos, he argues. And Tosfos claims that we do not give kol automatic possibility that it registers a machal, but rather, what does kol do? What does kol do according to Rashbam? Meaning, if you say, if according to Tosfos, if you say, lakuchu biyada, you are what? You are believed, right? So what does the kol do? It creates a migud ha'aza. But you see that Tosfos holds that a kol is not strong enough to make a register as a machal. You have to protest yourself. So there's something that we learned last semester, just want to mention it, that might be linked up to it, possibly. And that is, we had a machlokus last semester as to whether the Rashbam holds that Eidecha, does an Eidecha beat out a kol? So the Rashbam said that a kol is the Natseach, beats out an Eidecha. Okay? A kol beats out an Eidecha, and Tosfos said that it did not. Tosfos said the Eidecha was Minatseach over the kol. Tosfos said that Eidecha was Minatseach over the kol. So this is Lishitasum. The Rashbam by us said that a kol wins. Kol is very strong, and it can even register a machah. So it's very possible to suggest that this Rashbam theory might be even Lishitasum. Okay, so Rashbam's theory might be Lishitasum, and therefore we find that the Rashbam holds that kol is very, very important. So that was what Yitzi pointed out yesterday, very good hara. And just want to keep that in mind. And we also linked up the fact, does a kol have the power to what? To transform you from being a muksuk to a motzi. The Yad Ramah said that. Remember, that was the fourth shot that we had in the Gemara from the Yad Ramah. Is a kol strong enough to make you from a muksuk into a motzi or not? That's the machlokes of Bar Sharshum and Abaye. Okay. Very good. So those were, that was the shot that, that was the first shot that I wanted to begin with. Okay. Now, the story in our Gemara presumes the following. The story in our Gemara presumes that Rav Bar Sharshim wanted to get rid of having to take a shvuah. Yes? And because he wanted to get rid of taking a shvuah, what happens? He says, I have a following plan. I'm not going to return the karka. I'm going to continue eating the karka, and therefore I'll be able to solve all my problems. Okay? And then I won't have to take a shvuah. Now, why is it, Lamaisa, the Gemara assumes a certain premise, and that premise is that when it comes to Yisomim, you are not able to collect from orphans. You are not able to collect from orphans, and that is considered to be Yisomim Ktanim. Now, we talk about orphans, there are two types of orphans. You can have orphans that are Gedolim, you can have orphans that are Ktanim. So that's why I wanted to begin with the following, and that is the Gemara here on Kuf Ayin what? Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, let's begin with that. Let's look at the Gemara inside, please. Okay? Ha'u Arva. Okay, Alan, let's see the Gemara. Real quick. Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? There's a lot we have to see here. Okay? Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay? We have to be makdim a lot of dinim here. Go ahead. Let's see, Alan. Ha'u what? There was a cosigner that paid off the loan for the orphans before they even knew about it. Because if they would have known about it, Tosa says on the top, let's get that down, they might have not let him. They might not have let him pay it off. But he paid it off on his own. So he expects to get paid back. You know what an Ariv is? An Ariv is a cosigner. So any cosigner that shells out the cash, we learned that last semester, gets the money in return, right? He just has to be, he has to be ready to be called upon, then he might have to pay back, he might have to back up the loan. But he's going to have to, he can recover the cash. So if he would have known about it, if someone would have known about it, they might have told the Ariv, don't pay it. But they didn't know about it. He paid on his own. He expects the money back now. Go ahead, Al.
I'm a Papa.
Mitzvah. Okay, let's get it down. So Rav Papa says the reason why you cannot collect
from Yesomim, and we're talking about Yesomim Ketanim here, is because they are too small. They are lav b'nei mitzvah needed.
What mitzvah are we talking about? Yes, believe it or not, paying back a loan is a mitzvah. Prius bal chov is a mitzvah. That's a Gemara in Ksubas on Pei Vavim and Aleph. Paying a loan back is called a mitzvah. Prius bal chov is a mitzvah. And ketanim are not a mitzvah. They cannot do mitzvahs. They're pater from mitzvahs. Therefore, you cannot collect from Yesomim Ketanim. Even with the shvuah. I told a few guys this in Seder. You can't take a shvuah if ketanim are on the other side. Because just like Ein Mekabel Neni Shalop Ifnei Baal Din, you can't take a shvuah in front of someone who's a katan. If the katan's on the other side, you can't take a shvuah. So this is Rav Papa Shita. Rav Papa holds this concept, Lav B'nei Mitzvah Nini. Okay? Rav Papa holds Lav B'nei Mitzvah Nini. That's what Rav Papa holds. Go ahead, Al. You know what? Let me add on now as follows. Let's get it down right now. So then what's the question you should ask yourselves? So why, when the guy becomes a gadol, can you collect with a shvuah? Yes. What is it? What do we learn in our Gemara? Lo nifrim nichz yisomim ella b'shvuah. Who's that talking about, Daniel? Ketanim or gadolim? Gadolim. Ketanim, you can't collect even with the shvuah. So according to Rav Papa, you tell me why by gadolim. I don't expect you to know. I'm going to tell you two reasons. Tosin Shvuas writes this based on the Gemara and based on Tosin Shvuas. Let's get the two reasons. Gadolim. I'll give you two reasons. One reason is the following. One reason is they made a takana. They made a takana. A takana sachamim. There was a takana sachamim that you never can collect from Yisomim. Ellen Cain, you have a what? A shvua. Gova, bishvua. Stop. You're not allowed to. We want to protect the Yisomim. Even if they're adults. They're orphaned. They have no father. You want to collect from Yisomim, take a shvua. Takanas Chachamim. Takanas Chachamim, go with the shvua. That's number one. Number two, take a quick look, very quickly, on Hayamid Beis. You see Hayamid Beis? Take a look at Hayamid Beis in the beginning of the Mesechta. Real quick. Tosus di Ramaskal Afogav. Okay? Tosus di Ramaskal Afogav. You see the Tosus di Ramaskal Afogav? See that last line there, Alan? Read that last line. Mikan. Read that Mikan. Mikan Mashmo. Tosus di Maskavagav. Go ahead. Mikan Mashmo. You got it? Mikan Mashmo. Go ahead.
Mikan Mashmo.
Please underline it, guys. Go ahead. Mikan Mashmo. Go ahead.
She'im hotzi shtar kol ha'chaviro. V'amar lei. Ishta bali. Delo parzicha. V'go azmanei. Ein tzarech lasot shuach.
So what does he say here, Beferish? And the Tosos also adds on Viter. Look at the next Tosos. He says, Pshita de Safri. See the next Tosos, four lines in. He says, Zimnin de Zarla, Pshita de Safri. Okay? In other words, if a guy comes with a star, okay? That line of Tosos is going to be germane for us later, okay? But the next Tosos, if you see in the next Tosos, there's a line where it says, the Zimnin desirely apshita de safra. Pshita de safra. This means as follows. If I have a star and I come to someone, you owe me money. What's the famous klal? Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. Shtar chabiyadi, my boy. That's a Gemara in Bava Basra. We know in our Masechta and Daf Ayin. If I have the star, that means you didn't pay me. But it's not so poshut. Because who pays normally for the sofer when you write up a star? The Lova. Let's say the Lova had no money. So the Malva paid for the star be written up. But the Malva kept the star, even though the Lova returned all the money, paid him back fully. But the Malva kept the star. Why did the Malva keep the star? Because the Malva hasn't collected the money that he paid out for who? For the sofer. So therefore, even though the Malva has a star, he never can collect from Yesomim, Gedolim, unless he has a what? Unless he has a shvua, because of the what? The pshita de safra. Pshita de safra. Does everyone get that? Again, if you have a star, it should be slam dunk, you should be able to collect, even though they're yesomim. The answer is, though, we're afraid that even though you have a star, it's possible the lova still paid it all back. So since it's possible the lova still paid it all back, the father, if he would have been alive, could say, I'm not going to pay you a penny. You make your shvuah.
You make a shvuah. You can't simply say shtar chabiyot in my boy just because you have a shtar. You make a shvuah that you haven't collected a penny. And then I'll pay you. Because I think I've paid you. So the mob will say, well, I have a shtar. He says, the only reason why you have a shtar is because you're saving the shtar because the extra $5 that what? That you want to collect because you paid the sofer. But in essence, the father could say that I paid it. So just like the father could say he could pay it, we say taininim. Taininim is a famous principle we learned that the Beis Din claims on behalf of the Yisomim, and the Beis Din claims on behalf of the Yisomim, therefore you got to take a shvuah. You guys got to get this, okay? Rav Papa holds that you cannot collect from Yisomim Tan even with a shvuah. A few b'lishua, because they're la'b b'nei mitzvah. But if the Yisomim grew up to become gedolim, why is it that you can collect, Elliot? Because number one, there's a tachanus rachamim that you can collect with a shvuah, right? That you can collect with a shvuah, as long as you take a shvuah. Shvuah is not a pasha thing to do, like we said yesterday. Number two, even if you have a shtar, you still have to take a shvuah, because the lova, if he would have been alive, the father could have said, oh, I paid you back. The mob will say, oh, you claim you paid me back? Why do I have a shtar? He says, you have a shtar because, well, you're holding on to the shtar because you want the extra $5 for paying the sofer. But the $100,000 I paid you already. So just like the father has the ability to say, take a shvua, ishtava, the father could say, also we claim on behalf of the Yisomim, the Beis Din, that also what, in order to collect, you have to take a shvua. So these are two very good reasons. You got to get this. Tosfos and Shvuos on the Malfam and Beis writes this, and it's hinted to in this Tosfos on Ham and Beis on the bottom, not the one that I told you to read, Alan. We'll get back to that, Blinetter, but regarding the din of what? Mi Amrinin. Tosfos Dir Maskel Mi Amrinin. Okay? Tosfos Dir Maskel Mi Amrinin. Okay?
Is the reason why they have to take a shvuah?
Yes. These are the reasons why, according to Rav Papa, you have to take a shvuah to collect. Okay? You have to take a shvuah to collect. Because what would you say, Yossi? You tell me. If they're la b'nei mitzvah and they're ketanim, well, now that they're b'nei mitzvah, just collect, right? Why do you have to take a shvuah? That question's got to be asked. So that's according to who? That's according to Rav Papa. Very good. Let's go back to Kufay and Dalet. Go ahead, Alan. Let's go. Back to the Gemara, guys. Please look inside. If you don't have, look on, please. Go ahead. Rav Huna Breider Yeshua.
Rav Huna Breider Yeshua Amar.
Oh, what does Emar Tzara Atfase mean? What's the reason why you can't collect from Yisom Ketanim? Says Rav Huna Brei Yeshua. What's the reason? Rav Huna Brei Rav Yoshua. What does he say? Tzararai Atfase, which means what? It's very possible that the father, before he died, paid the Malva. So the Ariv shouldn't have paid it. Sura apase, maybe give him bags of money. That's what apase means. Sura apase means bags, apase grabbed. He gave him more bags of money. So the mob was paid back. So what are you doing? Why'd you shell out money, Ariv, to pay off? We're not paying you back anything. It's possible the father what, in fact, paid it. Yes, David? That's what sura apase means. That is another reason why you cannot collect from Yisom Mektani. Even with a what? Even with a shvuah. Now, what's the question we got to ask ourselves? So why when they're what? Why when they're gedolim do you collect? With a shvuah? So the Nachlas Moshe says very beautifully, he says, because the fact of the matter is, why would you need a shvuah? Rabbi Yeshua says, because of tzrar you don't collect at all from Yisom Mektanim. So why when they get older you're able to collect with shvuah? Because the chashash of tzara apasei causes you to take a shvuah. Tzara apasei causes you, goreng shitztarech sheyitztarech shvuah. It causes you that you need to take a shvuah because we're chayshish. So listen, ask tanim, you cannot take a shvuah as a katan. Ain't a katan, ain't a shvuah b'fnei baldin, ain't osin shvuah b'fnei baldin as a katan. But when you become gedolim, you could collect, but you only could collect if you take a shvuah. So it's a machloikis. I want you guys to get this. You got to get this. Okay? It's a fundamental machloikis. Yisomim tanim, across the board, you cannot collect. Question is, why? Papa says, labani mitzvah. Rav Huna says, because Sura apase. When you become gedolim, Tos gives two reasons according to Rav Papa, and according to Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, he says, by gedolim, we say what? We'd say, Sura apase at least causes you to take a shvuah. So if you take a shvuah, okay, we'll let you collect. We assume there was no cash given while the guy was alive.
Al, invite her in the Gemara. Let's go. Go ahead. Invite her in the Gemara. Go ahead. My what? Kufay and Dalin Beis. Go ahead. Excellent. Okay, so what's the nafkamina? Two very clear nafkaminas. What are the two very clear nafkaminas? If the father before he died admitted that he got what? What did he admit? He admitted that he paid no cash. So according to Rav Huna, would you be able to collect from the Yisomin? Yes or no? Yes. According to Rav Papa, would you be able to collect? No, because they're not B'nai Mitzvah. Talking about Ketanim here. Ketanim. Can you collect even from Ketanim? Yes. If the whole concern is Sir Atfase and he says what? They didn't pay. No problem. But according to Rav Papa, you never can collect until the Gedolim. Very clear nafkamina. Number one. Number two, what's the second nafkamina? If he died, what? What he died in Cherem. We knew he had to pay and he refused to pay. And they put him in Cherem. Then he died in Cherem. So if you hold the same nafkamina, if you hold what Sir Atfase, so you can collect even from the Yisomin. No problem. You could collect even from the Yisomin. No problem, you could collect even from the Yisomin. But if you hold what? If you hold that it's what? An issue of Lav B'nai Mitzvah Ninu? We don't care. They're Ketanim, you can't collect. Fine, that's a second nafkamina. Oh. We got this down? Let's get this. Okay. Now this brings us to the following. Let's turn back to our Gemara, okay? Let's turn back to our Gemara. Actually, before we turn back to our Gemara, guys, look one blot later, Alan. Read the top of Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, okay? Go ahead. Yes, please. Go ahead. Milva, Milva.
Milva al pet, gova min ha-yershim. Ve'eno gova min ha-lukubos.
How many different types of loans can you have in a halacha? An oral loan and a written loan, where there's a shtar. What does the Gemara say black on white here, according to Rav Papa? That a milva I'll pay, you can what? You could collect from yorshim. Yes? Because we don't want to lock the door in front of borrowers. I'm never going to want to lend out money if I know I can't collect from yorshim. So we leave that door open. Okay, let me ask you a question. What do you mean? Milval pek over in yorshim. Didn't we just say we can't collect? Wait, one sec, Zebby. Didn't we just say we can't collect anything from Yisomim? Didn't we say that? You can't collect anything from Yisomim unless you have a what? Guys, you gotta get this. Unless you have a what? A shvua. Ketanim, you can't even collect even with a shvua. Gedolim, you can collect if you have a shvua. I'll write down bishvua. How do you read this Gemara? The Gemara says black on white you collect. Doesn't say with a shvua. You don't need a shvua. There are three cases. Three cases and three cases alone that you can paskin milval peh gova min yorshim. I'm going to write it down. Milval peh gova min yorshim. Is it Gemara? Milval peh gova min yorshim. Min hayorshim. Okay? Without a shvua. Belish shvua, Rebbe. What's going on? I thought you said you a shvua. Three cases. You tell me two of the three. What are two of the three? We just said two of them. Number one is what? Chayiv Moda. He admitted that he what? He didn't pay back. Could collect straight up. Number two, Meis Benidui. Meis Becherim. Benidui. Meaning that he knows he didn't. We know he didn't pay. He refuses to pay. And what's number three? Number three is that opens the door. Let's go back to our Gemara. Okay? Let's go back to our Gemara. The Rashbam said in our Gemara, okay? Now I want you to know the Nuki Yosef quotes these three cases. And in my Oz V'Hadar, you'll look it up. It's Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in the Da Pei Arith. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph Da Pei Arith. Okay? In the regular ones, it's Tetzayin Abizimas Gachrini Gabe. He says, Beferish, Habeshlosha Eilu, Dainu Tochsman, O Bechayv Moide, O Beshamte, O Mesh Beshamte, Nifra Bloshvua. Okay? He says three cases. What's the third case that he adds on? What's the third case? Tochsman.
Tochsman. Okay? Tochsman. So he writes three cases. The Mukhi Yosef has like this. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kufchas, Sif Gimel, Choshen Mishpat. These are the three cases the Lord could be given in the Yorshin. Belishvur. Okay. Now, let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara had the story. What was the story? The story was he had another chov. Story is he had another chov, and he wanted this whole strategy done. Yes? Let me ask you. This other loan, was it a milva b'ksav, milva b'shtar, or milva b'alpeh? What was it? What does the Rashbam say? This other loan. He says both pshatim. This is a little tricky now. We're not going to read the whole Rashbam inside, but if you notice, what does the top Rashbam say? Shtar. Not even shtar. Then you have to skip all the way down to the Rashbam here where he says inami. What does the inami say here? That it's a milval peh. If it's a milval peh, what does he say? Hey, Alan, read from the inami.
Inami milval peh, ki gadle yishde dina behedhu yishwa v'yito.
Kinamar of Papa. That Rav Papa is the one you just read at Kufa and Vav. B'shmaitze kam basraisa de mechilten. Hilchasa. Milva. Milva al peh.
Milva al peh. Gora min a yershim. V'hani mili shi yesh edim. Shalove.
Shehalveyu.
Shalvehu yishwa shalo parahu vito.
Ah, so what are the 2 days in Rashbam? Either it was a written loan or an oral loan. Let me ask you a question. What does he say if it's an oral loan? Wait till they grow up, and what'll happen? You'll take a shvu and you'll be able to what? You'll be able to collect. What's the famous klal when you have an oral loan? If an oral loan comes up and a guy says, I owe him money, what's the din? If I say parati, am I believed? Yes or no, guys?
Yeah.
Yes. If I have a milva b'shtar, I'm not believed because of shtar chabiyadi. My boy. Even though we added on this pshita to the safri. Okay. But milva b'shtar parati is not believed. But parati is neman neged milva peh. What on earth is this Rashbam talking about? How could you be talking about a milva peh? How could you talking about a milva peh? All you have to say is parati unbelief. What do you mean they can take a shvua and say they're going to collect? That's not true. Parati is believed against milva peh. You can't grow up, wait till they grow up and take a shvua and collect. We should laugh at you. This Rashbam is a Pella. How could the Rashbam say such a thing? Does everyone hear this kasha? Does everyone hear the kasha? How could he say that it's a milval peh and that what? And that you're going to grow up and you're going to be able to take a shvua and you're going to wait till they grow up and take a shvua and collect. Milval peh? Oh, you say parati. The guy taking a shvua shouldn't win? That's what the Bach is bothered by. That's what the Bach is bothered by in Osvav. Take a look in Osvav. I'm going to read Osvav. Look in the Bach in Osvav. Rashbam dir maskum oyavai v'chulei d'mashkata at nachas v'chulei ein bezden yordu v'chulei k'chigav li'asmin l'shtoi v'chulei sh'yishenim sh'alvei av yishava nira b'yenai nira mikan afilu meis p'toch hazman lo govim yisomim k'tanim b'lo shvua kevin sh'ayim k'tanim chashinin tfei l'tzrori cheni das ri pirakama sovheim ebez that feel me ask me. Chen kosav agos ashri sham. Oh. Rashbam is of the opinion. You know what we're talking about? He died. Meis toch zman. He died toch zman. So if he died toch zman, what do you see from here? You're not able to collect from what? He died. I'm going to write down. This case, according to the Rashbam, is he was meis. Tochazman. So if he was meis tochazman, what's the Gemara saying? Baba Basra and Hamid base. Chazaka. Ain Adam. Poreya. Betoch zmano. There's a Gemara black and white in Baba Basra and Hamid base. We have a chazaka. No one pays back. Ain Adam. Poreya. Betoch zman. He does not pay within the zman of the loan. Therefore, we have a slam dunk raya. That what? He didn't pay back. Therefore, we make an exception and we'll allow you to collect here. We'll allow you to collect
here with the shvua, only with the shvua. Why with the shvua? Because why? Because Tosus get down on Hamid Bey's rights on the fourth line, Matzisa Lememar on Hamid Bey's Rabasco Afilu. There's another Tosus there. Matzisa Lememar Nachashin Lutzara Afilu Tokas Man. When it comes to Ketanim, we're cautious much more for opposite Tzrari. And therefore, since we're talking about Ketanim, the Rashbam says, what's the din? Since we're talking about Ketanim, what's the din? You can take a what? You can collect if you take a what? If you take a shvu. You can collect if you take a shvu. That's the chiddush that he wants to say here. Okay? So we don't allow you to take a shvu when you're Ketanim. You have to wait until a what? You have to wait until they grow up, and then you're able to take the shvu. This is what the Rashbam says. Okay, so please get this answer. The first answer is, again, Nachamol. The first kasha is, how could the Rashbam say, we're talking about Milvah Mishtar and Milvah Peh. Milvah Peh? And you wait till they grow up and take a shvu and you collect? Milvah Peh, you can't take a shvu and collect. All he's got to do is say Parati. No, the Teretzis we're talking about, you said Parati? You said Parati? I'm sorry, the Teretzis that he died Tochasman. We have a chazaka that he didn't pay back, and therefore we're mekel, will allow you to collect with the shvua, will allow you to collect with the shvua, lemaisa, if you wait till they grow up, because we assume that there was no what, by ketanim we're not going to let you collect, right? And this is what he says, afilu mekeis tochasman lo gav miyosom ketanim lo shvua. So therefore, if you take what? If you're able to take a shvua, then we'll allow it. We'll allow you to take a shvua if you're willing to do that, you're able to take a shvua. Now, does he have to wait till he's a gadol or does he not? Does he have to wait till he's a gadol? From the Bach reading of the Rashbam, are you taking the shvua when he's a katan? That's what it seems like, but the Rashbam said himself, you have to wait till they get older. No? What'd you say?
Don't we say
Bli Shvua? No. It says below Gav Yisum, below Shvua, meaning it's a double negative. You have to collect with a Shvua.
We said that list is for Bli Shvua.
Yeah, this list is Bli Shvua.
So
that's correct.
He's taking the Shvua here.
Right, but didn't we say earlier in Shir that you never can take a Shvua against Ketanim?
Right.
That's what I'm bothered by. And also the Lashon Rashbam is he says, you have to wait till you what? Wait till you get older. Doesn't he say you have to wait till you get older and then they'll take a shvua? Ki gadli lishvua de yishov de yito. Okay, so we have to think about that. But the principle I want you to get is the answer. The answer is that how can you talk about a milval peh and you can take a shvua and collect? Parati's always believed. The answer is no. We have to make an ukimta and say we're talking about a chazaka that he died tof desman. If he died tof desman, therefore, if he died tof desman, therefore we assume he hasn't paid back. If we assume he hasn't paid back, therefore we'll let you take a shvua though to collect. And it's mashra from the Bach, even when they're ketanim. It's mashra, you don't even have to wait. Because, as Tosa says in Hamid Beis, we're choshish more for Tzrara Akpase when they are Ketanim. We get very nervous about it. So therefore, we're going to necessitate a Shvua. And you're correct, Zevi. He said, we say Bli Shvua normally. This case, though, we're willing to let it go because it's Ketanim will allow you to collect with a Shvua. So this is the answer, the first answer we want to give. Now, please get it down. The Bach continues and says this is wrong. Rov or the Rishonim argue on this, the Gaonim, and they say it's incorrect. Rov or the Rishonim argue on this, he continues, and he says it's wrong. He says, Beferish, he says, Shiri, the Perakamis, the Mites Cholik, Alza, the Afilim Yesom Ktanin Gabe Mace, Tochazman, Lochashin, Litzrari, Tochazman, Kachidas, Agonim, Lochinakinin. Meaning to say that what? What's the halacha? That we assume that what, even from Yisom Ketanim, Tochazman, we're not Choshes Litzrari. And you could collect. Mashma, you could collect Beferish, right?
This is only by regular loan. This Chazaka is not a regular loan here. Betochazman, it's not a regular Betochazman. It's not a regular loan.
This is any loan. Any Chazaka, and then a Torah Betochazman. One second. So what's the second sheet do? This is a regular, the other loan. In the story, he was owed other money. It's a regular loan.
The Tokhzman is the second loan?
Yeah, we're talking about Tokhzman. That's what he's talking about. How could it be milvah peh? It's toch this man and he died. But look, one second. The other sheet in Rishonim is, Rov Rishonim say, halach lemaisa, not that way. Rov Rishonim say, and this is what the Bach says, Rov Agaonim, they say the favors you could collect from the Yisomim, Gabi Meis betoch asman lochashin letzrari. Toch asman. You don't even need a shvuah at all. They argue on that you don't need a shvuah. Please get it. What'd you say? You collect even from Ktanim. Even from Ktanim. Even from Ktanim. So we assume that the first sheet, the first answer to answer the Rashbam is the Bach. That the Bach holds like the sheet of the Ri and the Tosos. That we assume that it's an Okimta of Mech Tochasman. But I want you to get the principles. You got to get the principles. That's why we set up. We start off the Som Ktanim. You have Rav Papa, you have Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua, and you have Ktanim they can't collect ever. La B'nei Mitzvah. And in the case of Gdolim, or because of Torah Akasei, when they're Gdolim, you have two reasons, we said, Takana Sukham or Starkav Yod, because of the Pshit of the Safre. And according to Rav Huna, Torah Akasei is Gorim to Tetek Ashvua. But how do you read this Gemara about Milvah Peh, Govim and Yorshim? Milvah Peh, Govim and Yorshim, but Lishvua. I thought you always need a Shvua by Yisomim. The answer is these three cases, you don't need a Shvua. Tochasman is one of those three cases. Tochasman, because you know he didn't pay. You know he didn't pay. So if you utilize number three, you can answer the Rashbam. What was the kasha on the Rashbam? The Rashbam said our case was either a milvah b'shtar or a milvah peh. If it's a milvah peh, he says, if you take a shvuah, wait till they grow up, you're fine, you collect. What do you mean? If it's a milvah peh, parates believe. The answer is no. The answer is if you're talking about toch zman, that he died toch zman, nes toch zman, then we know for sure that he didn't pay back. We know for sure he didn't pay back. So if we know for sure he didn't pay back, you could collect. So you should be able to collect straight up. Yes, it seems like even from Tanim. And the sheet is no, b'shvua. Rashbam says, no, you have to do a shvua. Why do you have to do a shvua, Zevi? Because we're cautious for Tzora Akba say more when it comes to Tanim. We want to protect the Tanim. Tosa said, a ham and bezim, blah, blah, basra. Rov Rishonim said, that's ridiculous. You should be able to collect straight up. Straight up. You understand why, Ellie? Because it's Meis Tochzman. We have a chazaka. No one pays. So that's what I want you to get. I'm just a little bit bothered by that in the Rashbam. What I'm bothered by is the Rashbam says you got to wait till what? Till they're Gdolim. And then take a shvu and collect. According to this theory in the Bach, you should. What do you have to wait for? Just collect right now with the shvu. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe you have to read that line of Rashbam Lav Dafka. Okay? But this is the first answer we want to give it to Rashbam. That's the first answer we got. Everyone cop this? Okay, you got to get this. It's not hard. You just got to get the background behind this all. That's why we're getting, we have to do all the background first. One sec, Yossi. Let's give another answer for the Rashbam. Okay? Another answer. Maybe you could say that Pnei Shlomo writes like this. Very interesting. He says, maybe the guy died b'toch hazman. Okay, it's possible to say the guy died not b'toch hazman, he died on the last day. Oh, the Mukhi Yosef quotes a Ravid that says that on the last day we assume a person could pay. If he claims that he paid on the last day, we believe him. During it, no, but on the last day, yes. But Yisomim, we don't make that claim for because that's a milsud lo shricha. A milsud lo shricha, we never say tainina not. Remember we had a machlekes the Balamor in the Rabban last semester? But we're claiming on behalf of the Yisomim. So it's possible to say the Mukhi Yosef says b'shem the Ravid. The Mukhi Yosef says b'shem the Ravid that we're talking about Mishalem Yom Achron. And therefore we don't say the lo osim taininin al davar shaloshkiach. Davar shaloshkiach. It's very uncommon to say that the guy what? The guy pays on the last day. Now, how does this answer the kasha? Because what was the kasha? A milvah peh, all you have to do is say parati, you're believed. Why does he say if it's a milvah peh, wait till they get older, take a shvu and collect? What are we talking about? He claims that what? He claims, what does he claim? He claims that he paid what? He paid on the last day. He claims he paid on the last day. So if he claimed he paid on the last day, that's fine if he makes that claim. But for the Yisomim, we can't make that claim. And therefore, it's a milsud lo shricha. For the Yisomim, we can't make that claim. So therefore, if the Yisomim, we cannot make that claim, therefore what? They can't simply say parati and we're putter. Therefore, you could wait till they get older, take a shvu and be able to collect. Ay, it's a milval peh. Milval peh, parati's always believed. Parati's always believed if what? If it's after the zman of the piron. The first answer we gave, it's either toch the zman of the piron. Second answer is, it was the last day, but the last day is only, he can only claim parati if he himself makes the claim. For the Yisomim, we cannot make a taininin. We as Beis Din can't make taininin for the Yisomim if it's an uncommon claim. So the upshot of both these terutzim are, is that parati would not be good by this milval peh because it's talking about what? Either tochazman or the last day, and since it's the last day for the Yisomim, we can't say taininin. That's the first mahalach we want to say, the first shtickle we want to say. We got this? This is the first mahalach we want to say today. Okay? To answer what? To answer the Rashbam. But I want you to get this, guys. It's tricky that Rashbam is tricky that Inami. Usually Inami is one after another. You got to read this. The first one is Mil Bishtar. Then you got to wait all the way down to here. The Inami is going back on, up there. Did everyone hop that in Seder? It took me a few times to get that. We're talking about two different options, either the Milval Bishtar or either a Milval Peh. Okay? And that Inami was going. Did everyone get the Gemara Nirkin when he says you're never allowed to collect from Yisomim unless Ribbis Ocheles Ben? Do you know what that means? What does it mean, Alan Kane, Ribbis Ocheles Mehen? If, let's say a non-Jew lent them money, he's collecting interest by the day, that means you can collect from the Yisomim's property. Because it's advantageous to them. If you don't do it, they're going to have to pay millions of dollars in interest. That's what that means. Elin ken ribis ocheles mehem. A goy, Jews aren't allowed to charge interest to each other. But if a goy lend money to a yid, he's going to charge interest. You're never allowed to collect from your son. You are. It's going to save them from paying lots of interest. That's what the Gemara means. And also, if the father said before he died, tenu, the Rashbam says, if the father said before he died, tenu, he said to the Aiden, give it over, then also we'll collect from the nechaz yisom. That's another exception. There are two exceptions the Rashbam gives, right?
Isn't that like
Chayim Mona? Yeah, it would be similar. Correct. Would be similar, Aaron. That's correct. Okay, so we got that? This is the first malach I want you to get, guys. What is the pshat in this Rashbam? And the first answer, in Inochanam, I grant you, I don't know how it's going to fit in so well. Because the bottom line is that what? Is that he's saying you can take a shvu with the ketanim? Doesn't he say you got to wait till they're gedolim? It's a little bit difficult. Okay, but that's the first two terutz. Okay, we gotta get going. That's the first mahalach. Everyone got it? Okay, second mahalach. You didn't read the Gemara, Alan. The end. What did the Gemara say? How do we paskin? Just read that one line real quick. Akufay and Dalin and Beis. Go ahead. Just read that Gemara. Who do we paskin like? Hilchasud, did you read that? Oh, we paskin like Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Fine. Based on this now, let's plug in our Gemara. What does the top Tosa say? Go ahead, Alan, our top Tosas. Go ahead. What does our top Tosa say? Go ahead. Right. Lohaya what? Correct. He really didn't care about waiting in many years. All he cared about was the shvua. That's all he cared about. Rav Rosharsha's strategy was prevent taking a shvua. Like we said, people are B'nai Torah are very scared of taking shvuas. He didn't care about waiting 10 years if he had to wait. Go ahead. Right, he takes out the word time. As far as he says in the end of Mesichtin, like you read, is because of Tsrari. Go ahead, the Ikir what?
The Ikir of Papa, the Mefarish, Mishum, the Tzpraiz, Bachov, Mitzvah, Vyatve, Lav, Vinemi, Yavet, Mitzvah, Ninu.
Im Kain,
I feel you, hey, MS, Kedvarov, Lohe, Yachol, Laakiv, Lehem, Akarka, Bachova. Kavan, the Lav, Vinemi, Yavet, Mitzvah, Ninu, Vikravuna, Nami, Paskin, and Hassam.
Oh, what does Tosa say? Tosa says, our Gemara works beautifully according to who? Ravuna, Brenner, Yeshua. Why? Because what did Rav Rosharsha say?
He says a strategy that he's going to keep the land. Why is he going to keep the land? Because he's a tzaddik. He knows he didn't swear apase. He got no money. So if he got no money, if he didn't receive any money, then let him keep the land. They're Yisomim, right? The whole point of not being able to collect from Yisomim according to Rav Huna ben Yeshua is because why? Maybe the father paid back. Well, Rama bar Sharsha is the man. He knows he got no money from their father. So he says, you know what? I'm just going to keep going with the land. And that's in accordance with Rav Huna bar Yeshua because we paskin like him. Fits beautiful. But if you hold like Rav Papa, there's an objective din. You can never collect from Yisomim unless they're 13 or older. So Tulsa says, Rava Bar Sharsham goes with Rav Huna Rishua, not like Rav Papa. Beautiful. Did you guys, when you read the Rashbam inside, okay, who is the Rashbam working with, guys? Rav Papa. It's a Pella. In fact, I don't know why Tulsa didn't ask on the Rashbam. I'm very surprised why Tulsa didn't ask on Rashbam. Rashbam, from the very beginning, is working with Rav Papa. Ben Shlosh Yisrei, right? That's Rav Papa. We don't hold like Rav Papa. How do you work it? We don't hold like Rav Papa. And second of all, he has to stand on his head. We give a whole different terrence. How could this be? Milva Bishtar, Milva Valpeh. We don't hold like Rav Papa. How's it working with Rav Papa? What he did was wrong. He did the wrong thing. You have to wait. Mamish did the wrong thing. That long Rashbam is within Abaye. That's one of the reasons why Abaye was yelling at him. That's why Abaye said he was wrong. You can't be doing that. You don't have a migu. There's a kol, and the kol tells me that you're wrong. And therefore you're going to have to wait. He's invoking Rav Papa. What did Rav Bar Sharsham hold? Okay. Two terutzim. Let's get it. Number one, when Rav Papa says, La b'nei mitzvininu, means that Beis Din can never be kol for the Yisomim to pay. But if the Bachol wants to grab it himself, he can. That's one teretz. One teretz we could say la b'nei mitzvah means that Beis Din can't be kol for the Yisomim to pay because they're not chayav in their bar mitzvah age yet. But if the Bachol wants to go down to the land and grab it, he can. That's exactly what Rav Bar Sharsham was doing. He went to grab the land himself. That's one pshat you could suggest. Nachlas Moshe says. A second Terence says the Nachlas Moshe. This is a chiddush. But maybe you could say that the Rashbam never meant to say Rav Papa. What did he mean to say? He never meant to say La B'nei Mitzvah. He just meant to say that wait until they get older and they're chayv in mitzvahs, because until that time they're not called a baldin. It's a prob of Ein Mekabel Ein Shalom Ifnei Baldin. When they become gedolim, then they can become a baldin, and you can take a shvuah and collect. He never mentioned Rav Papa by name, did he? Did the Rashbam ever mention Rav Papa by name? No, until the very end. And which Rav Papa is referring to, Alan, when he says at the very end of that one? The one on Kufay and Vav, Milval Peh, not the one on Kufay and Dalad, Rav Papa that says La B'nei Mitzvah Ninu. When he says La B'nei Mitzvah, he doesn't mean to say that what? I hold like Rav Papa. What he meant to say is you have to wait till they're gedolim, otherwise it's Ein Mekabel Ein Shalom Ifnei Baldin. You can't deal with it. You can't take a shvuah by someone who's a katan. That's all he meant to say. He didn't mean to say I'm holding like Rav Papa. That's exactly what the pshat is. You can't take a shvuah, Ein Mekabel Ein Shalom Ifnei Baldin. So wait till they get older and you can take a shvuah and you can collect. Michael, you follow me? He never meant to say like Rav Papa. Ah, he quotes Rav Papa by name at the end. That's Rav Papa over here. Milval Peh Govim in a Yorshim. That's what he says. Milval Peh Govim in a Yorshim. Like he says, Beferish, Govim in a Yorshim. So that's Edim, you'll collect, you'll take a Shvuah. That was the kasha that we had on that. So these are the two Terutzim. This is the second Mahalach. Shot in what? Rashbam. How is he working with Rav Papa? First Terutz is, all Rav Papa meant to say is that Beis Din can't be kol for the Yisomim, but if the guy wants to take it himself, he can. Second there, just he never meant to say Rav Papa at all. When he said La B'nei Mitzvah Nino, he just meant to say wait till they're gedolim and then you can take a shvuah and collect. Otherwise, Ein Mekabel Ein Shalom Ifnei Baldin never meant to say Rav Papa. Ah, you'll tell me Rebbe says Rav Papa then. That's Rav Papa over here, Milval Peh Govim in Yorshim. That's Kufay and Vav. Rav Papa, Kufay and Dalim, and after Rashbam never mentioned. The second there, we could suggest. I couldn't hear you. Second answer is when he said labnei mitzvah yasi, he didn't mean like Rav Papa and Kufay and Dalet. He meant to say that wait until they're gedolim, and therefore when you take a shvu, it'll make sense. Because ain't mekabel ani shlo b'nevel, you can't take a shvu against ketanim. But he never meant to say I'm working with Rav Papa. Never ever. He would agree with Tosis. So I was thinking maybe that's why Tosis never asked on the Rashbam. I had Rashbam's holding like Rav Papa. It was obvious to Tosis. One of these two terutzim. You follow me? You read this Tosfos. Tosfos, you read it very nicely, Alan. The Rav Avraham Bar Sharsha fits beautifully according to Rav Huna Ben Yeshua. Why is Rashbam bringing in Rav Papa? What's the teretz? Either all Rav Papa meant is that Beis Din can't be kofi the Yisomim, but if you want yourself, you can collect. Or Rashbam never meant Rav Papa, and it was obvious to Tosfos. That's why Tosfos didn't bring it up as a kasha. Okay? Oh, that's the second mahalik. Number three. Let's get it. Third. This is a very important kasha that we must make sure we get, okay? All the Rishonim are bothered by this in this kasha, okay? And that runs as follows. In the theory of Rav Bar Sharsha, what was his strategy? He was going to hold on to the landlord, yes? Let me ask you. All the Rishonim say, let him return the land and let him say, you owe me more money. Because he has a migu where he could have said, I bought the land and I kept the land. Why does he have to keep the land? Let him return the land and say, listen, you still owe me another loan. And believe me, because I have a migu that I could have said it's my land and I bought the land. Why? That's the question, though. Why does the Gemara say that his strategy is that he's got to hold on to the land? Let him be up front. Let him be up front and what? And return the land fully and say, you have another chov to pay me and you should believe me you have another chov because I could have what? Kept the land and I could have said it was my land. That's a very clear kasha. Everyone got that kasha? All the Rishonim are bothered about. Al-Yasad Rabin Yonah, the Rashba. Please get that kasha. It's a straight up kasha. That's why I wanted you to see Al-Yasad Rabin Yonah on this. The Ramban, the Rashba, they all asked this kasha, okay? Why was there a need for him to keep the land, return the land, and believe with the migu? Okay. So there are four different terutzim to this kasha that I want to give. Four different terutzim. Very important, okay? Four different terutzim. Number one, in the Aliyos of the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, migu lahotzi, lo amrina. You want this migu to be good? This migu would allow him to be motzi money if he returns the land. You want him to believe that you have another chov? Then migu David allows him to be motzi mamun. Migu lahotzi lo amrina. Migu lahotzi. Migu never allows you to be motzi mamun. That's a cloud that we learned last semester. And that's exactly what this is.
Why is it lahotzi?
Because he returned, again, what's the kasha? Return the land and then say you owe me another what? You owe me another chov because I have a migu that I could have kept the land and say I bought it. But that migu is going to be allowing you to be motzi mamun on the chov. Migu lohotzi lo amrinin. Now, how is this against Tosus that we learned last semester? The last Tosus last semester that we learned. If you have a star though, we said it's good. Even if you have a star, Tosa still calls it, Rabbeinu Yonah still calls it what? Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. Afilu bishtar. Do you remember who Shita what that was last semester? The Ramban. The Ramban, the Ksos quoted, even if you have a star, migu lahotzi lo amrinin. And in this case, he has a star. According to who? Rashbam. Tupshot and Rashbam. Is it a milva star milva pet? Poshup shot, he has a milva bishtar, right? So the first teretz according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Aliyasu is Migul Hotzolamin, Afilu Bishtar, I want you to get down, Negid Tosfos, and Daflam and Bezbez, Ukomo Haramban. That's the first teretz, number one. Number two, second teretz to that kasha. Matthew, you got it? Yeah? Second teretz. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah also. Second Terence. This is not a good migu. Why not? Migu, mimomon, L'mamon lo amrin.
What does that mean? There's a Tosus in Bava Metzia and Beizim and Aleph that says,
a man says, Chetzishali. How many does he get? One guy says Kulishali on the Talos, the other guy says Chetzishali. The guy who says Kulishali gets what?
Gets 3/4. The guy who says Chetzishali gets 1/4. Tosus says, why does the guy who says Chetzishali not have a migu of Kulishali? His first time it was what? Chetzishali.
What's his second claim? He could have claimed Kulishali. Miku mi mamu 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 amrin. It says the Mordechai and Bav Metzia. I gave it to you.
The Mordechai and Bav Metzia says Beferish, not that way. Mordechai and Bav Metzia says, okay. Mordechai and Bav Metzia, I give you the Maramakom. You look it up. The Mordechai and Bav Metzia says Beferish miku mi mamu mamu lo amrin. Okay. Beferish. And that pays him it off. The first Mordechai and Bav Metzia.
It's two different monies. The first time it was Chetzishali, the second time it was Kulishali. You can't have a migu from different amounts of money.
Why not?
Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, because Koach Hataina. Migu works as Koach Hataina.
You streamline the amounts you have in claim two to claim one, from claim B to claim A. If it's different amounts of money, you don't can't streamline anything. And in this case, it's miku mi mamon l'mamon.
Why is it mamon l'mamon? The first case was what? What was the first case?
The mashkanta. You've been eating the field. That was your part of your deal. Then you claim, oh, there's another loan. There are two different mamons. Miku mi mamon l'mamon l'amrin. And the lumdus being is because a migu is a koach hataina.
Now the Miki Yosef says above Metzia, because it's, you should just get that down. The Miki Yosef says above Metzia because it's a migu da ha'aza. It's a chutzpah. You're going to start talking about someone else, a different taina, which is a different money, different case completely? That's crazy. It's chutzpahdik.
But what I want you to get that as well. But the ikar is, Rabbi Yon says, migu mi mamon l'mamon l'amrin
because of koach hataina. If you hold migu's koach hataina, it's not going to work. He holds that it's considered to be a migu da aza. Migu da aza lo amrin. It's a chutzpah. That's the hesber for what? Migu mi mamon l'mamon.
Okay. That's a second terrence to this kasha. Elliot, go ahead.
Can you just explain why this is the case of mamon l'mamon?
Because what, the two different... He says what? He says, I ate the fruil, then I'm keeping the field because there's another loan. A different case. Two different transactions.
It's clear it's mommy and mamon. Just like Chetzishali and Kulishali. Two different moments. Right?
You got me? The reason why it's not a good migu is because migu works as koach hataina. That's the mechanics of the migu. Yes, Michael?
Why would you apply yesh b'chal m'sayim mamon?
Why would you... First, in this case, there are two different transactions.
From migu and mamon.
Because it's more... You're hopping more.
My first claim is Chetzishali. I want to have a migu to Kulishali. It's not b'chal m'sayim mamon. It's
a little bit like the migu yosef migu to aza, but it's a different bria. It's a different creature. It's not b'chal m'sayim mamon. In fact, from a chutzpahdik perspective, it's worse. It's the opposite of b'chal m'sayim mamon.
Much easier for me to claim what 100. I could have made a better lie.
What do you mean I could have made a better lie? Hopping more by saying kulishali. Okay. So that's the second terence. This is, again, we're working the third shtickle, is what is the, why does he have to return the, why can't he what, just return the land and say what? And say, you owe me another, I'm alone. Why do you have to keep the land? First terence is what? Migul hotzi lo amrin afilu b'shtar, negatai sakraman. Second terence, migul mi mamu lo amrin. Third terence. Let's go. Rashbo, I wanted you to see. The Rashbo says b'feirish, very interesting answer. He says it's a migu shelo b'fnei baldin.
Rashba says it's a migu shelo b'fnei baldin eino migu. It's bogus.
Why is he not a baldin? Because he's a what? He's a cotton.
He's a cotton, Yitzi. So therefore, since he's a cotton, migu can't work.
You can't start employing migus when you're working against a what, a cotton. What's a lashon Rashba? Beautiful teretz. He says Yesh Meforshim Kim Yisomim Tanim Minu Ef Shar Lulaf from Yachshav Kim Shekin Yulamer Kim Yikar Mafkin Lalar Minei Chi Gadli Yasmin Shtaydina Ha'azale Migu. Migu Shalob Ifnei Baldin is not a good migu. Okay, it's not a good migu. Could be because you don't really have to what? What are you going to do? You're going to aim it. You can't work against a cotton. You can't work against a cotton. Also, could also be maybe a migu lamafreya. Also, could be also a migu lamafreya. Here, you return the thing, and now you're going to say, "Oh, I could have said what? I could have kept it and said I bought it." It's also he says in the parentheses in the bottom of the notes in the Rosh Bo, maybe it's a migu lamafreya. But what I want you to get out is the principle is that a migu shelo bifnei baal din, because the boy is a cotton, is nishkin migu. Eino migu. It's not a good migu. And therefore, you cannot tell me that he could have returned the car can be believed with a migu. Okay? That's a third teretz. Number four. A fourth teretz. Okay? Fourth teretz that you have to this kasha. And let's get this. Is the following Nemukah Yosef that he quotes from the Gaon, and that is as follows. After it's all said and done, if he returned the karka and he wants to collect, doesn't he need to take a shvua? Yes or no? Yes, they're Yisalman. Bottom line, he needs a shvua. Says the Gaonim, and this is found in Nemukah Yosef. Nemukah Yosef says this beferish. Okay? It's on it's Ozvahadar in Mem Gimel Manaf Ozvahadar, it's in Yud Zayin Manaf the regular Dapya Rif. It's in Dibra Maskul Migudi Boyamine. Says the Nemukah Yosef, B'shem the Gaonim, Migu Lafturi Mishvua, Migu Lafturi Mishvua. Right? Because what does he have to do here? He has to take a shvua to collect. Migu lafturi mishvua, right? And this is the chiddush. I'm going to read you the lashon. He says, Afa pi sheshova manu lo yisham edim v'toel av milva afilach en nishbe kemet sheba lito. He has to take a shvua. He has to take a shvua. So what was the kasha? What was the kasha we're dealing with? Return the land. Say there's another loan, and you would have been believed with a migu. The problem is that migu would have to exempt a what? What would that migu have to exempt? A shvua. Migu lafturim mishvua. Even though it's a shvua d'rabanan, lo, I'm reading. Migu lafture afilu shvua mid'rabanan lo. I'm reading. Okay? You cannot take a migu and let the migu exempt you from a shvua. Migu lafture afilu shvua midrabana. Because this is a shvua midrabana allow you to collect? You don't say. And that's exactly what this shvua would allow you to do. This migu would allow you to do. You return the karka and you say, listen, there's another loan. And believe me with a migu that I could have said, I could have kept the loan and kept the land and say I bought it. You have to take a shvu in the end. You can't let a migu pat you from shvu. I have to rabbana. I don't care. Gandhi Raisa.
Same thing in this case, though, in the Gemara. This migu is also going to pat you from shvu.
What'd you say?
The case in the Gemara, the migu is also patting you from a shvu. The case, this migu in the Gemara is also patting you from a shvu. That also you can't do.
The migu would pat you from the shvu. And what does he say? What does he say? What does Abaye say to that? What does Abaye say to that? Abaye says, no. It's a migu's not good. What would Rav of Arsharsha hold to that?
Yeah.
I mean, he was doing a migu. Okay. But what was his plan, though? What was his plan?
But also, he gave Abaye said it's not good, not because of the Rishu, because of a different reason, because of the kol.
You're right.
He doesn't give the reason.
You're right. But what I want to bring out is as follows, is that what is the migu? The migu here is to what? Is to pat to you from what? It's pat to you from a shvua, which is even what? Even midrabanan. So Yossi asks me, what's the pshat in the Gemara? And he wanted to do it. He wanted the migu to pop to you. But this, what are we talking about in this kasha? Where he would return the land? Yes, he would return the land. he would return the land, yes? And he would have to what? Take a shvu in order to what? Collect it. In our Gemara, he's not going to have to collect it because he's keeping it. That gufa was his plan. Again, it's a great point. Please listen to what Yossi's saying. This whole mahalak we're dealing with is, what was the kasha? You returned the land, yes? And let me believe with the migu. The problem is that migu would exempt you from a shvua because you need a shvua to be able to collect. But in his strategy, he won't have to take a shvua. Because why? That's his whole strategy. Yeah, his whole strategy is that he won't have to end up taking a shvua.
But the migu is pattering.
But his whole strategy is...
No,
but his whole strategy is that he won't have to take the shvua, right? If he keeps the land. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Here in the construct that we're asking is return the land and let him believe with the migu. The answer for that is that what? The migu what? The migu won't work because in order for him to what? Get the land, he's going to have to take a shvua. The migu's going to pop him from a shvua. Here, with his strategy, he won't have to end up taking a shvua. What was his whole theory? His whole theory was what? Keep the land. No, listen. Keep the land. What does the migu do? The migu allows you to keep the land, and therefore you don't come up to a situation taking a shvua. You understand what I'm saying? You sidestep it. His strategy sidesteps the whole requirement of the shvua. Because he's going to keep the land. If he keeps the land, what's the problem? I believe I had a migu. So you never come to the shaila. This construct that we're asking is return the land, and then what? And then what? And then I should be able to collect because I have a migu. What do you mean you have a migu? You still got to take a shvua. Once you return it, you're going to need a shvua. Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. His whole strategy was to sidestep the whole chiyuv. See, if you return the land, you regenerate the chiyuv of taking a shvua. You follow what I'm saying?
Are you still saying Gemara's migul hotzi though?
I couldn't hear you.
You're still saying Gemara's migul hotzi.
Okay, he's not dealing with that. Maybe he holds with the shtar, it's fine. Maybe he holds like Tysus. Okay? But this, it's a great point you bring up. Do you hear the chiyuv? That's the chiyuv. His whole strategy is he won't get what? He won't get stuck. If you return the land, then you're going to get stuck with, oh, you need a shvua to collect. Oh, no problem, I have a migu. What do you mean, a migu? Migu after a mishvua, I feel mishvua with the rabbana law meaning. This is the four terrors to that kasha. This is a very fundamental kasha. Rosh for the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban that I gave you, that Ramban here, Dibra Maskil, Amar Rabbanan, all ask this kasha. Rosh for Dibra Maskil, Ha Amar Rabbanan, Emsa, from the Milim Tom Ratzof that we read. These are all the kashas that he asks. Okay? Now, there's one more addendum to this, to the fourth answer. I want you to get it. Very important, okay? Now, tomorrow, believe it or not, we'll see. The Ram has a completely different reading of our Hal Gemara. Completely different reading. We'll see the Ram tomorrow, believe it. But there's an addendum to this, okay? The addendum is as follows. What happens, and the Mukhi Yosef says, what happens if a guy goes ahead and eats the stuff without taking a shvua? What happens if he eats the stuff without taking a shvua? He eats the peiros without taking a shvua. What will be in such a case? Okay? Let's say he ate the fruit, even though he has a shtar, okay? Lamaisa, he has to say, he has a migul after him a shvua, okay? But the truth is, after he eats all the fruit, he should have taken a shvua. He should have taken a shvua. He didn't take a shvua. Okay? He ate all the fruit. Okay? Gam l'achar d'achol peri avishay eshtar b'yodo hayatzarach lito migo l'patra mishvua. What I'm asking is as follows. Okay? Let me ask you. In the strategy of the Gemara, after it's all said and done, he followed the strategy. Let's say if he would have followed the strategy, Abai wouldn't caught him. What would have happened after he ate all the fruit for the second loan? Would he have to take a shvua? Yeah. Yes. Please get that down. Nimukiyosa says yes, he would have to take a shvua. Because you got, you took.
After?
Even if you took? Even after you took, you're going to need a shvua. But in this case, you won't need a shvua. Why not? Because you have a what? You have a migu. Mashma that if you would not have a migu, you need a shvua even after the fact. That's the addendum I want to bring out. Whenever you have a shvua sanotlin, I took it. Too late. Don't tell me it's too late. Don't tell me it's too late. Okay? Don't tell me it's too late. Okay? In other words, the only reason why in this situation, and that's what we're saying, so in other words, if he ate the fruit already, his theory, like Yossi said, is a beautiful theory. He won't need a shvuah. Why doesn't he need a shvuah? He ate it already because he had a migu. Okay? He had a migu. But if he wouldn't have had a migu, you're still going to need a shvuah. You're still going to need a shvuah. Okay? You're still going to need a shvuah. That's the chiddush, that's the addendum to the Nuki Yosef. That's the addendum to the Nuki Yosef. Okay, I want you to get that down. He holds, Migu laftur imishua afilu min rabbanan. Kidei, I'm going to write it down, kidei litol, yes, yitzi. Kidei litol. I'm adding those words down in order to take. In this case, in the Gemara, if he already had eaten or he ate it already, so he still should need a shvuah. A migu to get out of that shvuah will allow. Because you already ate it, so you didn't take it.
His migu is good.
That migu would be enough. No, because it doesn't migu allow you to take it because you took it already.
No, but the actual migu that he had was a good migu?
Yeah.
Because there was no kol.
What'd you say? If there would be no kol, let's say, like Abaye. Or like all the svaras we said yesterday. Why Rav Bar Sharsha doesn't hold like Abaye. Okay? Any svar, any one of those svaras. But what I want to say is that Nigu Nafturim Afilu Bishvuah Midu Rabbanan Kidei Litol. But in strategy in our Gemara, he hadn't eaten it yet for the second one. But if he would have went ahead and eaten it, it would have been fine, and he wouldn't have needed a shvuah because he had a migu. Now Yossi will say, isn't it the same thing? No, it's after the fact. It's after the fact. So the migu on something you already took will help you. But a migu to allow you to take straight up in the future, that we won't work. That we won't allow. You got me? That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Now, in theory, you could have said, what do you mean? Make him pay it back, right? But we don't assume like that. Because it's like a muchzik already. He ate the stuff. It's in his stomach already. It's like he's a muchzik already. He ate the stuff already. You hear what I'm saying? So we're going to say migu laftur mishvuah lo amrin af kidei litol. But if you ate the stuff already and you have the migu, that will allow. What'd you say?
Then he has to pay it back because he's found that it's not really his.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But it's Kol's mind. We assume that he's telling the truth.
Is he wrong? Was that the wrong thing to do?
Yes, it probably was the wrong. What was it? The wrong thing to do? Well, in this case, Abai said it was because it was a Kol, right?
And then it was a Kol. He has to rip up the shtar. Oh, the next.
Nerds, he should have taken a shvuah first. He should have taken a shvuah first, but
even if it was afterwards and it was a shtar,
But that's the point that's what this is so important. This kasha. Why was his strategy this, which seems a little bit more covert than it should be? He should have just returned it and had a migu. These are four answers why that would not work. This is why he went with this theory. Now, in our Gemara, would it have been improper? Yes, but what are we holding in our Gemara? Did he eat the stuff? No, he hasn't eaten the stuff yet. We're at the end of the 3 years, and he says, what should I do now? I have another loan that's owed me. This is what I'm going to do. But he hasn't eaten it yet. I'm just adding on an addendum to Mukiyosa says, if a guy did have the audacity to eat it, and he had a migu, he wouldn't need a shavuot. So you ask me, why is it different than what Yossi said? It's much different, because in the case where you return it, the shvuah is going to allow you to take that we don't allow you to do. But if you chopped it already, and you ate it in your stomach, the migu will suffice. Okay? Was it right what he did? No.
Yeah, and we're
rewarded. But Rav Bar Sharsha didn't do that. He hadn't eaten it yet. He hasn't eaten the fruit yet.
Yeah, but in the case that he would have done that, we're rewarding him in the end by not having to take a shvuah.
Okay, but he says, my theory is good. My migu allows me to what? Allows me to continue. And then he'll eat the fruit. You're right, he's going to end up eating the fruit. And the migu, what? A migu allows me to do that. I'm not. I shouldn't say it was necessarily wrong. Okay, Abaye says it was wrong because you're against the kol. There was no kol. It seems like Abaye held it was all right. It was right too, right? There was no kol. No, doesn't it seem that way? If there was no kol, Abaye seems to say that he would agree with Rav Bar Sharsha. Doesn't that isn't that the impression you get from the Gemara? Yeah, I think so. Right, all the theories that we had yesterday. It's all because of the kol, no? The kol's the problem, no? There's no kol? What'd you say? Yeah, the kol is the problem. So he obviously held not that way. The kol wasn't considered to be a problem. So this is the pshat we want to say. This is the third mahalach, okay? So we have, let's quickly. What we did so far today is three mahalachim. You got to get it. Number one was, the first mahalach was the concept of rapapa. And Ravuna Rebbe Shmuel Gabi Sonim, Tanim Sonim Gedolim, and how it relates to Milval Peh and Gogmin Yorsha, with those three cases, and the Rashbam by bringing up Milval Peh, Pella. That's one mahalach. Second mahalach was what? How does Rashbam keep working with Rapapa? We don't hold like Rapapa. Third mahalach was what? The kasha that all the Rishonim are bothered by, almost all. Why did he have to return the karka? Why couldn't he return the karka and be believed with the miku? Four different terutzim we're giving. With the addendum of the mukiyosef. Okay? Alright. Now, this leads us to the following. Okay? I want you to get this dip. Okay? We have these different shittas. Okay? We have these different shittas in the Pshat and the Gemara, okay? But let's add on, okay, because we don't have much time. I want to just finish up that Rashbam, okay? Let's finish up that Rashbam, and then tomorrow we have to go on to the these three Tosas, okay? About Hesus, about Achbashe, okay? Did you notice the end of the Rashbam about 20 years old? Did you do that Rashbam about 20 years old? What does he say? What is the Rashbam bothered by? What does it say in Perek Mishum Eis? You cannot sell the property of your father until he's what?
20.
Until he's 20. So what's going on? That's Latzorach what? That's Latzorach his own expenses. But to pay his father's chov, that you have until you're what? That you can do as 13. Okay? And that Vietnam is going back all the way on the previous one. Okay? Vietnam is going back on the previous one. Okay. Now let's close with the following Nikudin, okay? The Rashbam writes in Dibra Maskel Mehemne. Alan, read that Rashbam, Dibra Maskel Mehemne. What does he say? Go ahead. What does that mean? What does Rav Bar Sharsham says I would be believed? If I keep the land, I would believe without a shvuah because we don't take a shvuah in Karkos. And Cheskes Shalosh Shanim is instead of a shtar kaimin. Yes? What does the Rashbam say? I'm fine, says the Rashbam. What is the definition of Cheskes Shalosh Shanim according to Rashbam? What is the definition of Cheskes Shalosh Shanim according to Rashbam? You have a raya. The fact that you didn't protest shows it's mine. Rashbam says the fact that he was quiet, it's a raglayim ledover. Shaloshonim is raglayim ledover. The fact that you didn't protest, it's a raya. Shaloshonim, raglayim ledover, it's mine. No one protested.
Who's the protest?
Marakama. The fact that the Marakama never protested, it's a proof that it's mine. Raglayim ledover, shalom. It's raglayim ledover she, that it's considered to be his. I'm talking about the cheskes shalosh shanim in general. It's raglayim ledover, it's his. That's why you don't need any shvuas. You have enough of a raya. What's the second reason in the Rashbam? That the star is b'makom what? Shalosh shanim is b'makom the star. You have rayas. It's enough rayas. You don't need a shvuah. You don't need a shvuah. Everything's fine. You don't need shvuahs. That's what the Rashbam says. You have enough of a raya. You're there 3 years. Finished. I would be believed. I was there 3 years. Baya says, what are you, 3 years? There was a kol. Automatic machal. But Rav Bar Sharshim didn't hold of that. He didn't hold of the kol. So what I want to bring out is the Rashbam holds that Cheska Sholoshan is a raya. You know whose shita that was like? Do you remember we said a few times and you said we never found Rashbam? Is Cheska Sholoshan the raya of the Rabbanon? Remember the Ksos, the Rambam say it's the Rabbanon? The Rosh say it's the Rabbanon? Rabban and the Yesh Mephorshim said it was the Raisa, right? I would say this Rashbam holds the Raisa. You have enough of a Raya, therefore you don't need any Shavuos at all. You don't even need a Hesis. Do you guys remember yesterday I wrote on the board, Shavuos what? Dayanim? What was the second level? Shavuos Anotlin? What's the third level called? Shavuos? Hesis. Shavuos Hesis is the third level. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, Bezushim. What's the Shavuos Hesis? If a guy says to me, you owe me $100, I say, I don't know what you're talking about. I can walk away, I don't owe him a penny, but I need a Shavuos Hesis min Rabbanon. It's the lowest level. It was enacted during the times of Rav Nachman, the Amora. Right? We mentioned it last semester. Shavuos Hesis is a din Rabbanon. Why? It's the lowest level. Hesis. Hesis means to convince the guy that you're telling the truth. Because the Gemara writes in Shavuos and Daf Mem, I'll give you to tomorrow, Blainer. Ein Adam Toveya Elim Kain Yesh Lo Alav. Guy's not going to come over to me unless he has some credibility. He says, oh, I owe him $100. Is he a joker? Must be some credibility. I can't just walk away and ignore him. I have to take a shvuah lowest level in the Rabbanon. Let me ask you. Rav Bar Sharshim does this whole shtickle, this whole strategy. Isn't he still going to need a shvuah hesis? What about, why was he ignoring a shvuah hesis? He'll keep the land for the second loan. You're still going to need a hesis. What does the Rashbam say? Seth, what does he say? You don't need a hesis. Why don't you need a hesis? Because I have enough of a rye already. I have 3 years. 3 years is instead of the star. I don't need a hesis. The Rashbam holds Kedesh Sholoshanim is based on what? It's based on what? A rye, and I have enough ryes. So he holds Raglayim L'Dabar. The Rashbam, I would say, that says Kedesh Sholoshanim is a D'Oraisa. And it's a rye because there's Raglayim L'Dabar. He was quiet, and there's enough of ryes. Tosfos. Well, which we'll pick it up tomorrow, the beginning of Shir B'Lin Eder tomorrow with the Tosos. Tosos is Cholek on the Rashbam. Tosos argues in the Rashbam, and he holds in theory you should require Hesus, and he's got to stand on his head and say why you don't need a Hesus. But why do you think Tosos requires a Hesus? Because what does Tosos understand by Cheska Sholoshanim? What is it? Takanas? Chachamin. It's Muchzakus. It's Muchzakus. You need more rayas, so you should require a hesis. Does anyone remember a Tosa we had in the first semester that seemed to imply that it was rayas? Shaskin. Do you remember that, Tosis? Where was that, Tosis? Shaskin. The bottom of what? The bottom of Chav Chesem and Aleph. Shaskin. Isn't that considered to be a raya? There's a Tatakonis Chachamim, and as long as you have Muchzakis. So, Eimas speak Raya. So, if there's no Mas speak Raya, what do you need? You need to take a what? A Hesis. But doesn't Tosos seem to say Shaskin? That's Raglayim L'Dabar. What's the answer to that? Steer and Tosos? Okay, we don't want to say that. That was the Havamina. Before we got the Chavtesim and Af El Mizdar Inche. Tosos and the Havamina held that it was the Raisa. But Ella, when the Gemara said Ella Marava, it transformed to be the Rabbanon. You follow the Mahalat? Okay, we'll stop and listen to the Mincha, and we'll go right to tomorrow on this point. Okay, we got to do the Tais. Okay, thank you. Okay, Zev, you and Dav.